Just keep you for two or three minutes. Is 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Something about getting away from, you know, what I normally do for a couple weeks, kind of, I don't know, there's a refreshing to it to be able to come back. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14, as also ye have acknowledged us in part that we are your rejoicing, Paul and his entourage are the rejoicing of the Corinthians, even as ye also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. And in this confidence I was minded to come unto you before, that you might have a second benefit, and to pass by you into Macedonia, and to come again out of Macedonia unto you, and of you to be brought on my way towards Judea. He's talking about, he's passed by them a couple times, going to go somewhere and come back and so on. I was just reminded in reading that, that we've, you know, gone off away somewhere and come back and that sort of thing. And again, you get away from what you normally do, your normal surroundings, you know, and you kind of get a chance to refresh and get a renewed vision on a couple things and that sort of thing. And I just wanted to talk to you for just a few minutes about just a few things that hit me in coming back home. We got a chance to spend time with the Castelaws there for quite a number of days. We've been to China now and spent some time with the Christoffersons and such. And we've now done that with the Castelaws as well. And among other things that I'd mention that I would like to say is that just a word about gratitude in service. Again, thanking y'all for letting us have a part. I am grateful to be in the ministry. I hope that you're grateful for what you have a part of as Christians, as a part of Blessed Hope Baptist Church, and so on and so forth. I don't know if you've ever thought much about it. I know Brother Darling has been, I think he said, since 99, going into Eastern Europe. A lot of you have gone. All of my children and my wife have now gone on major out-of-country trips. In the time that I've been a preacher, been in the ministry, I've been to Romania, I've been to China now, now I've been to Germany and Switzerland and Austria and such. I'm grateful. This is a life that, you know, people talk about how you sacrifice to be a Christian. I can't tell that I've sacrificed much of anything. I mean, I've had a chance to go and minister in a lot of different places. I'm not the most traveled guy in the world, don't get me wrong, but there would be no reason whatsoever for me to go to a place like Battle Creek, Michigan in another life to help another preacher. There would be no reason whatsoever to go to Pensacola and preach in a church down there in my other life before I got saved. So I'd like to just mention in behalf to the Lord, of you and me and our family, to the Lord, that I'm grateful to be in the ministry. I hope you're grateful to have a part in what you have a part in. If you've never been out of the country to do something for Christ, you can go. Save some money and go, because people go every year. You can have a part in that. You can have a part in all those things. It's a joy. It ought to be an issue of gratitude that you have a chance to do for Jesus Christ, even somewhere else in this world than here, that you do have an opportunity to do. Second of all, I'd like to say this. Getting away there for a little while, a little more of a perspective on the battle, a little more perspective on the last days. Went to the Castelaws. I knew he had been going through a hard time with just the building stuff and all that, just kind of overburdened with it, and not stagnant, but it had been a burden on his shoulders so long and so much, and it was pretty heavy for him. Wasn't sure what I was going to get into there, and just a blessing to be able to talk to him and be with them for a little while. And I noticed along the line that people where he ministers are not very different from people where we minister here. I mean, we're Norwegians and Scandinavians and so on and so forth here, some Germanic stuff. Those folks receive the gospel there just about like we do here. And I was just reminded in being in somebody else's ministry, people really are the same everywhere. And so I know that you get tired of being rejected. You get tired of having tracts turned down, that sort of thing. People promising to come to church, not coming to church. Somebody praying the prayer but never showing back up to church, that sort of thing. It's just a perspective, once again, on the battle that we're in. It's the same everywhere, people. I mean, there may be subtle cultural differences and stuff, but the battles that Castlelaw faces is the same battle that we face here. What his folks face are the same things that you folks face. And it just helps me to know that everybody everywhere is battling the same thing. Every church that I go to, every preacher that I talk to faces the same things, the same challenges that we face here. It's nice to have a perspective on the battle. It's nice to have a perspective on these last days that, yes, you're normal. Yes, we're normal. This is the way things go. I'd like to mention as well the importance of the work. Here, again, get a chance to go spend some time with Brother Castlelaw. And we've been there, a supporting church of them for as long as they've been on the field. And see what he's done as far as a Bible Institute, which is not running right now because of the construction work. He's put his own, they've planted several churches. They have run several guys through Bible Institute, that sort of thing. And you've helped make that possible for him. And I'm reminded that once in a while, as frustrated as you get and you get tired and weary of the battle and that sort of thing, ladies and gentlemen, you fill an important role at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. The things that you're doing, where your money goes, where your time goes, where your efforts go, where your prayers go to the mission field. Stop and consider that you have five missionaries that came from among us here that are out on the field, including Brother Kehoe, from our little church here. Consider the number of kids that have gone to PBI that are at PBI or will go to PBI, and consider just how important it is that you keep a true vision for the work that we're doing. This is not a small deal. You know, Castlelaw was talking about the fact that, and he's been there before. Again, they're just bogged with this building program where they've just had to deal with that constantly for now several years. But the fact is that, you know, they're doing pretty, they're a hub there. They could do something really marvelous there. He's one of the bigger churches in Germany for what it's worth, and he's had some folks leave. And again, starting churches and such, you've had a part of that because you've been their supporting church, and then we've done the same thing. Folks, what we're doing here is really important. It's not a small deal. When you decide to be angry with a brother and allow it to disrupt your fellowship with the Lord and disrupt your fellowship with church for a few weeks because you're in a huff, I just want you to know it's not a small deal that that happens, because you're part of something here that, as far as I can see, the Lord is using, and it may not always be obvious what's being used, but the work is important. Now, you would say that you would understand that the Lord's work is important, but do you understand that the Lord's work is important here where you're working? You going to a parade and walking behind a float and passing out tracts doesn't sound like a big, huge deal, but that's an integral part of the work. The Josiah Project, going to a nursing home, going to visitation, knocking doors. You say, yeah, but nobody ever hardly comes. But that's not your decision to make. That's their decision to make. And that it's not you that's using that. It's God that's using that. And it's not you that rewards yourself. It's God that rewards you in time for doing what you're doing. What you're doing is important. We've run folks through our Bible Institute. We've sent missionaries to the field. We have missionaries come through. We've helped them out with love offerings. We're able to support some of them. We're on the brink of soon paying off our own building and hopefully freeing up some other things to be able to do. Folks, what you have a part of is important. It's no small deal. All you have to do is take the time, save some money, ask a missionary that you know of if you can come visit them and help them for a week. And see if you get a renewed vision for the importance of what you're doing here. Because what you're doing here is important. I'd like to say furthermore, not just gratitude and not just perspective and not just importance, but with regard to just being able to get away for a couple weeks. And like I said, by the time it was over, we were so excited to go. and we enjoyed what we did so much, except for being lost. I didn't enjoy that very much. Trying to figure out the bus schedule in Salzburg, I'd never ridden public transportation before in my life. Trying to figure that out, and I couldn't figure it out. And as far as I could see, I could catch about a dozen buses, but they kept insisting, and no, I could only catch this one. And if we didn't catch the one, then we were going to be all night in Salzburg or something like that. So I didn't enjoy that. I didn't. But one thing that I'm reminded of, and getting a chance to get away on those things, and then by the time it's over, by the time the last couple of days rolled around, I was ready to get back home, and really, frankly, to get back to y'all. Now, this is my ministry here. I didn't feel some mystical call to go to Germany because I went to Germany. I knew in Germany I was still called to Minnesota. And so I want to just say in that respect, folks, it's an honor to be entrusted by God with what we have here. I mean, it's an honor. You've been honored to become a Christian. God wanted to save you and all that, but it's an honor to be entrusted with the trust that God's given us, the gospel, right doctrine. This is not your church, and this is not my church. This is not even our church. This is God's church. This is something that He established as an institution. This is important. It's an honor for you to be a caretaker of it. You've been given the truth. You've been given the book. You've been given your families. You've been given your brethren. God gave you those things. You're to be a watchkeeper over those things. It's an honor to have a part in something that matters. Think of all the things that people labor in that do not amount to a hill of beans. Man, you can start bodybuilding at 25 and put on 75 pounds of hard muscle, and by the time you're 55, it's all going to go soft anyway. And what will you have accomplished? You will have accomplished nothing but vanity. Think of all the things that people do to try to matter something in this life. And in the end, when it all wraps up, it doesn't matter. They put together this financial portfolio that would gag a horse. And in the end, they go to the grave and leave it to a bunch of kids that are going to go spend it all anyway. What have you accomplished? You've not accomplished anything. It is an honor to have a part of something that really matters, where even though you don't get paid back for putting out the truth in the sense of you're getting a dime for every bit of truth you put out, it doesn't work like that, but for all the years, for all the days, for all the time you've spent going to visitation, praying for missionaries, praying for each other, for all the money that you put into church to try to support missions, to try to pay the pastor, to try to pay the mortgage, that sort of thing, for all the things that you do, for all the times you go to nursing home and everybody there dozes because they've just eaten lunch and it's too warm, for all the things that seem to go squirrely a lot, you understand that you've been granted a great honor. If you get a chance to preach, if you get a chance to teach a Sunday school, if you get a chance to even go out to the street and preach, it's a great honor to be entrusted with what you've been entrusted with, and God pays you back. And so I was just stricken by not only the gratitude, the need to be grateful, and that I should be grateful for what I've had a chance to partake in. And, you know, there's no reason that some Texas boy should be able to go to two or three different continents and preach the gospel here and there and help a missionary here or there, or for that matter, to go help Brother Stewart in Battle Creek or Brother Strobel in New York or anything else. But for all of you here, every one of you have a chance to go to the mission field if you really want to and help a missionary pass out tracts and do something if you really want to do it. Everybody here can go to another country and help a missionary. I just want to say that, you know, that's a great honor. You ought to be grateful for the opportunity. You ought to have a perspective where you want to do all that you can do because, folks, the judgment seat of Christ is just around the corner. It's not far now. I know I've been saying it for a long time. Jesus Christ is coming back soon. I mean, people, this thing has sped up a lot. I think I mentioned it to you before. Consider that last year, the Supreme Court okayed and basically gave their check to gay marriage. Look how far we've come in 1 year since the gay marriage stuff came through. Now the big deal is transgender. We've gone from gays getting married to people changing sexes and going to the bathroom where they shouldn't. And you know what that is? That's an acceleration. It's a serious acceleration. When you hear, you say that, you know, America's going to hell in a handbasket, it sure is, and it's going faster and faster all along. And what does that mean for us? It means it's getting close. It means that Jesus Christ is coming back. You're laboring in the last seconds of the church age. Don't lay down now. This is no time to quit. It's important what you're doing. It's an honor to do what you're doing, if you're doing anything. And I know that a lot of you are, but it's an honor to do that. And like, last of all, I'd like just to say, it's a great opportunity if we prevail in labor. If you'll keep plugging away, it's not always easy to keep plugging away. You'd like to once in a while just lay down and quit doing the thing that you've done for these years, because it just doesn't seem to be working out all that well for you. You don't have, you know, why put out tracts by the thousands and one in 10,000 you get some reply to, you get somebody that comes to church from it? You know, why invest that kind of return? You know, you have to do all that work to get that kind of return for it, because the Lord told you to. And it is a great opportunity for you to work. If you will continue to prevail and overcome your laziness and overcome what you don't want to do and overcome your own wisdom and lean not unto thine own understanding, Jesus Christ is going to come back and reward you for being faithful. I mean, it is an opportunity if we prevail in labor. Again, look at the fruit. You've seen missionaries go out of our own church. You've seen some of your kids grow up and go to Bible school. Or your kids grow up and, if not go to Bible school, they don't have to go to Bible school to be a success for the Lord, but a lot of them are in church. And I know that some of you face things going not so well for your children right now, that sort of thing. You shouldn't be discouraged about that. You have a great opportunity still to prevail in faithfulness. All you've got to do is do right and stay at it. And the issue of reward right now is not an issue. The return on your energy, the return on your dollar, is not what counts right now. The Lord will count the returns in time. Your job right now is to sow, and sow, and sow, and sow some more. And I just wanted to take a couple minutes here tonight before closing just to say those things. Again, we really, really deeply appreciate getting a chance to go. Thank you all for thinking of us after 30 long years of marriage. Appreciate y'all pitching in and helping us go. That's really a blessing. And it couldn't be more of a blessing than it was, except for getting lost in the Alps. I don't like being out of control. And when I'm lost in mountains, that's really uneasy for me. That was the only unenjoyable part, being lost in the Alps, where I could conceivably die. But whatever. Anyway, we really deeply appreciate y'all having a part of it. And I hope that you can do something similar one day before we get out of here, or maybe we'll just fly over it as we go by at the rapture. You get to see it firsthand real fast. Anyways, that's all I had for tonight. Let's stand if we can. Been a good day. A lot coming up this next week. I've, like I said, feel refreshed with vision and stuff, and I hope that, I know that all y'all hadn't been on vacation like me, but hopefully y'all feel the same way. Let's bow our heads and pray.